USA News. I'm Lance Prime. The President and Vice President will deliver remarks during National Small Business Week in the Rose Garden this afternoon. Later on in the day, the President and the First Lady will welcome Ferdinand Marcos Jr., President of the Republic of the Philippines, and his wife. Americans are shocked at a family being executed Friday night in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. It's being reported the family asked the man to shoot his gun further away from their home so their children could sleep. That's when he allegedly went to the home and started shooting. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, is an illegal immigrant that has been deported 5 times. He remains at large this morning. Republican Representative Myra Flores on Fox News.
Our Border Patrol agents, they're afraid. They're scared. They don't know what to expect. And I'm seeing more people coming. We think this is bad. It's only going to get worse. And for me, it's very frustrating as a Border Patrol wife. I'm afraid for his life. I'm afraid for all Border Patrol agents. And it's very concerning.
Abortions should be the number one issue for Republicans. So says the GOP chair.
The head of the Republican Party says GOP candidates should be addressing abortion head on.
Democrats spent $360 million on this, and many of our candidates across the board refuse to talk about it, thinking, oh, we can just talk about the economy and ignore this big issue, and they can't.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel said the lack of abortion discussion from candidates is what led to the lackluster midterm election results for Republicans. She believes Republicans need to put Democrats on the defensive about the issue. I'm John Schaefer.
The Voyager 2 space probe, first launched in 1977, is now expected to keep probing through 2026 and is currently 12.3 billion miles away from Earth. USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
El Paso, Texas has declared a state of emergency to deal with the expected influx of illegal immigrants when Title 42 expires on the 11th.
El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser made the announcement Sunday, saying the city will have public shelters and public housing that will be used to temporarily house the migrants. The state of emergency went into effect this morning and will last for 7 days. Title 42, which is the health emergency restriction put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic, expires on May 11th. Officials are bracing for a huge increase of immigrants at the U.S. border on the 12th. I'm Skip Kelly.
Turkish President Erdogan is reporting Turkish forces have killed the leader of the Islamic State group during an operation in Syria. The IS leader, codenamed Abu Hussein, was killed in a strike conducted on Saturday. Erdogan said the Turkish intelligence agency, MIT, had been following him for a long time. The trial resumes today for members of the Proud Boys and their alleged roles on January 6th.
5 members of the white nationalist group are facing numerous charges, including seditious conspiracy for allegedly plotting to overthrow the government. Prosecutors for the federal government say the Proud Boys saw themselves as Trump's army and were looking for violence. But their defense lawyers argue what happened at the Capitol was not planned and that a conviction would criminalize political protests. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.